This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Not happy with your career? Could be time to take a look at who your friends are. That's according to the new book, Friendfluence. Author Carlin Flora joins me now for more. Good morning, Carlin.
Good morning.
So, Carlin, in your book, you talk about how our friends influence our careers and actually where we get in our careers.
That's right. Yeah, I think this all starts actually when we're teenagers. If you're from a lower socioeconomic status and you befriend people in a higher socioeconomic status, it sort of opens up vistas for you. You can see other people's parents and their careers, and it helps you envision yourself in those careers. So the seeds can be planted young by the kinds of friends that we make and their families.
And you also argue in the book that our financial situation ends up having a lot to do with who our friends are.
Right. So in one sense, if your friends sort of have high career standards for themselves, you'll sort of rise to that level. You'll adapt to the norm of that group, and you will end up achieving more yourself. And then on a more interpersonal level, if they sort of support your identity in terms of your career goals, it just makes it so much easier for you to do that and for you to see yourself that way, because our friends reflect our identities. And then also, just in a more tangible sense, if you're hanging around friends who are doing well, they're going to sort of give you more opportunities, say, to invest in a venture, or they're going to give you tips or other sort of connections that will help you become more successful.
And do we see this in the negative? Can friends drag you down if they're less ambitious or if they make less money? I mean, does it work in the opposite way?
Yes. If they have low standards for themselves career-wise, then you might start to see that as the norm and you might achieve less as a result. Hmm. Also, people are in less of a position to hire you for jobs if you're a freelancer. And now that we're moving more into a freelance economy, I think we're relying more and more on friends to get hired for short-term gigs.
And what about friends at work? You talk a lot in your book about the effects of friends you make in the workplace.
Right. So there's lots of research showing that if you have friends at work, you're more productive, you innovate more, you're happier. And this is a good one for bosses in a rough economy. You actually perceive your paycheck more positively than those who don't have friends at work.
That is good news for bosses everywhere. They should encourage more ice cream socials for everyone. Carlin Flora is the author of Friendfluence. Carlin, thank you.
Thank you.